ありコピジャラバラバギルバラダリヤシオルナンダナブラジャジャナランジャンダヤシオルナンダナブラジャジャナランジャンダヤムナチラバナジャーニヤムナチラバナジャーニザユラダマダバクンダビアニYurada Madhava Kunjavi Hari Jayurada Madhava Kunjavi Hari Shishi Radha Sama Sundar Ki Jai, Shishi Krishna Balaram Ki Jai, Shishi Gornitai Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the Sama devotees. All glories to the Sama devotees. All glories to the Sama devotees. All glories, all glories, Shishi Guru and Guranga, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. So one request, maybe everybody that has a cell phone, can, let's give you a choice. You can either take it outside and make music together when your ringers go off, or maybe flip them to silent mode just for a few minutes so that we don't have too many clashing styles. It's usually not too bad here. I go to India. India's got like 1,000 different rings, and they're usually quite energized. Most of the rings over here are a little more sedate, but either way, it can be a little distracting. So I was going to read tonight from the Srimad Bhagavatam, or the Bhagavat Purana, from the first canto, chapter 2, text number 8. It's a very important section of Vaishnava teaching. The chapter is called Divinity and Divine Service, and I'll read the Sanskrit, the English translation, and then the purport of a commentary that's given by the founder and our acharya, we say, the founding teacher of our ISKCON Society. And then I'll share some comments and hopefully have some time for questions. And then afterwards, the feast. So, good things are coming. Dharma svanushtita pumsam vishpaksena katasuya notpadaya jadiratim shrama eva hikevalam. Translation. The occupational activities a man or woman performs according to his own position are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead. So that's the translation of this ancient text. The occupational activities a man or woman performs according to his own position are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead. Prabhupada's commentary. There are different occupational activities in terms of one's different conceptions of life. To the gross materialistic mentality, one who cannot see anything beyond the gross material body, there is nothing beyond the senses. Therefore, his occupational activities, I guess I can't embellish on the purport, can I? You're all checking me up there. Okay, all right, I better stick to it. Okay. Therefore, his occupational activities are limited to concentrated and extended selfishness. Come back and discuss these points in a few minutes. Concentrated selfishness centers around the personal body. This is generally seen amongst the lower animals. Extended selfishness is manifest in human society. and centers around the family, society, community, nation, and world, with a view to gross bodily comfort. Above these gross materialists are the mental speculators who hover aloft in the mental spheres, and their occupational duties involve making poetry and philosophy or propagating some ism with the same aim of selfishness limited to the body and the mind. But above the body and mind is the dormant spirit soul, whose absence from the body makes the whole range of bodily and mental selfishness completely null and void. But less intelligent people have no information of the needs of the spirit soul. Because foolish people have no information of the soul and how it is beyond the purview of the body and mind, they are not satisfied in the performance of their occupational duties. The question of the satisfaction of the self is raised herein. The self is beyond the gross body and subtle mind. He, the self, is the potent active principle of the body and mind. Without knowing the need of the dormant soul, one cannot be happy simply with emolument of the body and mind. The body and mind are but superfluous outer coverings of the spirit soul. The spirit soul's needs must be fulfilled. The spirit soul's needs must be fulfilled. Simply cleansing the cage of the bird, one does not satisfy the bird. One must actually know the needs of the bird himself. The need of the spirit soul is that he wants to get out of the limited sphere of material bondage and fulfill his desire for complete freedom. He wants to get out of the covered walls of the greater universe. He wants to see the free light and the spirit. That complete freedom is achieved when he meets the complete spirit, the personality of Godhead. There is a dormant affection for God within everyone. Spiritual existence is manifested through the gross body and mind in the form of perverted affection for gross and subtle matter. In other words, when one isn't connected with the personality of Godhead, that dormant affection comes out through the body and the mind, affectionate towards other things. Therefore, we have to engage ourselves in occupational engagements that will evoke our divine consciousness. This is possible only by hearing and chanting the divine activities of the Supreme Lord. And any occupational activity which does not help one to achieve attachment for hearing and chanting the transcendental message of Godhead is said herein, in this ancient text, to be simply a waste of time. This is because other occupational duties, whatever ism they may belong to, cannot give liberation to the soul. Even the activities of the salvationists are considered to be useless because of their failure to pick up the fountainhead of all liberties. The gross materialist can practically see that his material gain is limited only to time and space, either in this world or in the other. Even if he goes up to the Svarga Loka, a higher planetary system within the universe, he will find no permanent abode for his hankering soul. The hankering soul must be satisfied by the perfect scientific process of perfect devotional service. It's the end of the purport. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Ganatam Yanda Shatanat Anjana Shilakaya Chakshu Om Nitamina Tasmai Shri Guru Namaha Shri Tintanamirobhishtam Stapitam Yanda Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapanantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare. So it's a pleasure to be here in Alachua, in one of the great swing states of America. I wish you all well in your upcoming decision making. May the Lord inspire you properly. I've been here 6 years, actually. I was thinking the other day. I think I came when the deities were installed last, so it's been a long time. I live in Washington, D.C., the home of cooperation, appreciation, respect, and mutual affection. So it's nice to be here in a where there's more fresh air and more stars and less clouds in the sky. This year is the 50th anniversary of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which is the organization that our founder, Acharya, whose form is seated there, Murti of Prabhupada, the form of Prabhupada is there. He came to the West in 1965 under the request and order of his spiritual teacher to teach the Krishna Bhakti, the devotional tradition, in English to the English-speaking world. And from there, Prabhupada went around the world. In just 11 years, he circled the world 14 times. He established some amazing achievements, established 100 temples and initiated between 4,000 and 5,000 disciples and wrote many, many dozens of books and many things. And now after 50 years, the society that he's created, we've actually published and distributed over 500 million in total as of January, the total was 516 million books and magazines. I'm not sure what it is today. 3 billion, as best we can calculate, over 3 billion servings of vegetarian sanctified food around the world. Today in India alone, it's our largest Krishna food relief program goes on in India. And just there alone, every day we feed 1.2 million children a plate of healthy, hot, vegetarian, sanctified food, all because of his vision and his instruction. Today there's about 600 temples and about another 50 or 100 communities, Krishna communities around the world, starting from scratch, 1965-0, 1966-1, 50 years later. Over 600, so it's quite a significant achievement. And if you travel, you know about this, you hopefully take advantage, 110 vegetarian restaurants affiliated with ISKCON around the world. Those are just some of the many contributions, and, you know, podiatras and hospitals and, you know, schools and eco-villages, about 50 eco-villages and farms around the world. So many, many contributions. So that's something as members and friends and participants in the Krishna Conscious Movement, we should feel some sense of accomplishment, a little sense of spiritual, in other words, non-ego-centered pride. We should feel good about being part of an organization and a community and a movement, a tradition that's making some positive contributions in the world. And at the same time, we should also be humble and realize that there's, I think, what is it, 8 or 9 billion people in the world today? Anybody know? 8.5, something like that? Okay, so you figure 650 temples, 8 billion people. That's a lot of folks trying to crowd in here. So, you know, we've scratched the surface as far as making Krishna consciousness available to people. I commented earlier today during our seminar, sometimes, you know, I'm in my 60s now, so, you know, the clock is ticking. And sometimes young devotees will say things to me or others who've been around for a while. They say, I really wish I was there in the early days. And I always find that really strange. Like, you know, what's early? Like, I could say, yeah, I wish I was in the early days. I came in 1975. I missed the first, you know, 8 years. Somebody else is thinking, geez, I missed the early days. I came in 85. Somebody else is thinking 95. The fact is, people are going to be looking back at everybody in this room 3 centuries from now and thinking, I wish I was back there in the early days. So, you know, our generation scratched the surface, 600 plus temples, etc. But there's 8 billion people out there. There's, what, 180 plus countries or something like that? 198. Yeah, and how many have temples? Active temples? A lot. But not the presence that we would like to have. You know, and in terms of some of the things we're trying to help the world correct some of its self-destructive behavior, anybody know what's the number of animals that are killed every year just in America? It's in the hundreds of over a billion. Who said that? Raise your hand. Over a billion.
Have decreased about 30%. Have decreased in the countries and women who were established in America. Everywhere, it has decreased 30%.
That number, I'm not sure about. The 1 billion, I'm pretty sure. Okay, can you two get together and tell the next Sunday feast speaker? Okay, yeah, let's do that. We'll get it clarified by next week. There's a lot of animals getting killed. A lot of animals getting killed. And what's strange about that is everybody knows it's bad for your heart. It promotes cancer. It's bad for the environment. It's even a bad use of resources. It means less food for people in the world. And people, these days, a lot of people, almost everybody says there's an environmentalist in one shape, way, or form. Most people, definitely most young people. But anybody who knows anything about the environment knows the first thing you should do if you're concerned at all about the environment, stop recycling, sell your Prius and buy a Mercedes-Benz, but become a vegetarian. It's the most important thing. If you're vegetarian, if you really want to make a difference, become a vegetarian. I mean, I drive a Prius. We have two, actually. I recycle. You know, I even use, I don't know if you do this, we use that stuff you squirt in the toilet so you don't have to flush it so often. You know that? See, I live in D.C. We have a few things going for us up there in the big city. It's the thing. You just squirt it in the toilet. It turns the water blue. You don't have to flush it every time. Why waste 2 gallons of water? You know, it's a simple thing. All of that means nothing compared to the benefits people would accrue and the harm that would be minimized if people became vegetarian. But there's not a whole lot of people out there vegetarians. There's quite a few. And there's a lot of very good people helping spread vegetarian principles, not just us by any means, but there's a lot of work to be done. That's the point. So we celebrate in our progress, and at the same time we should remember that there's a lot more work that needs to be done in terms of further expanding the Krishna conscious movement, further sharing Krishna's teachings, and it's a year. The 50th anniversary is a time for us to stop and feel some sense of accomplishment and some sense of spiritual contribution, and also planning and focusing on what comes next. What are we going to do for the next 50 years? And some of you are going to be here for the 100th celebration, and some of us won't be here unless we switch from cremation to burial. But I don't think that's going to happen. We could become, you know, there's some traditions that cut off your finger and keep it under the temple, but I don't think we want to do that. Okay, so we're not going to be here, all of us, but some of you can be here. There's a lot going on between now and then. Now, this particular verse is an important one. It's a wonderful verse describing that the occupational activities, whatever we do, whatever occupations are, according to the Bhagavatam, according to Vaishnava culture, according to Vedic tradition, according to this great Sanskrit teaching, whatever we do, whatever our position is, whatever we do, it's a little harsh, but we'll look at it, are useless if they don't provoke attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead. In other words, if they don't help us awaken our spiritual consciousness. And why that's so is explained nicely by Prabhupada in the Purport, because we are spiritual beings who are, through the energy of our consciousness, that's what's energizing this whole body, and it works to the body, the gross, what we call the gross body, the bones, the blood, the nervous system, all that, and the subtle body, the mind and the intelligence. So the soul is energizing these things, but the soul is different from these things. To the extent that the soul is confused and thinks I'm the body, and it's trying to satisfy me or the self through the body, it's misdirected. It just can't happen. Prabhupada sometimes says it's like oil and water. It just doesn't mix. So unfortunately, modern society, much of society for centuries, millennium, they don't understand this point. So they're misdirecting. So therefore, we see there's so many advances in technology. There's so many financial advancements. There's so much, you know, entertainment. And, you know, if you want to have a beautiful body, there's a zillion ways you can spend your money to try to be more beautiful, to make your chin smaller, to make it bigger, to make it round, to make it square. They'll redo it again if you want to. You know, this, with your nose, with your ears, with your eye, you know, they'll tuck. What do they tuck? They trim. They add. I mean, I don't want to be too explicit here, but I saw an ad the other day in a billboard. It's like, you know, for $2,000, we'll give you a Brazilian butt. Now, that was in New York, because New Yorkers are a little more straightforward than Washington, D.C. people. You wouldn't see that in Washington, D.C. But other, are you kidding me? It was thousands of dollars. I don't know if they had the price of it. It was like, you know, so I was thinking, like, it's one thing that they advertise it. It's another thing that, why are they advertising it? Because people are doing it. You don't advertise it, people aren't doing it. So people, like, saving their money so they can, like, add a little something to the backside or take a little something up, et cetera. Why are they doing that? Because they think it'll make them happy. Those aren't health things that people are doing. I don't know how big the plastic surgery business is in the country. And, of course, sometimes people, there's legitimate needs for that, accidents or things like that. So that's wonderful. But the concept that I can rearrange my body, and that in itself can make me happy, according to the Bhagavatam, that's a misunderstanding. And the proof of it is there in the modern election cycle. Okay? Put aside the candidates. What's everybody talking about? People are more motivated this year than in the past. What's the word they use? Like, I'm in D.C. We're flooded with this stuff every day. It's all about the voters are angry. And they're disappointed. And they're frustrated. Why are they angry? Why are they disappointed? Why they're frustrated? It probably mentions this in one of the other purports. Because the government, the leadership is promising people, if you satisfy your senses, if you trim a little here, add a little here, do this, do that, get a little bit more money, get a little bit more education, get a little better car, get a little bigger house, you'll be happy. And people work really, really hard to get those things. And then they get them, and they're not happy. And they think, what do? I remember years ago, I lived in Denver, was on my way to India, and walking in the Denver airport, big billboard, enjoy California. And I happened to be going to L.A., so I thought, wow, yeah, these people that are fortunate, they can have enough money to fly to California, enjoy the beaches and all that. And I happened to be going there, and I was feeling fortunate. Landed in L.A., big billboard, Hawaii. And I happened to be going to Hawaii. We were stopped there on the way that year. And I landed in Hawaii, and there was a big sign. Ski Colorado. I was thinking, this is like a circular argument here, I think. You know, like you're trapped in the system. And it's a fact. People, they go from this thing to that thing to that thing to that thing. You know, you get a whatever, you get the cheap Honda, and then you work your way up to the more expensive, then whatever, you know, you switch to a Toyota, then you go to this, then you go to that. And then when you get a really good car, if you're lucky enough, you have enough money to pay a chauffeur because you're too old to see out the window anymore. You know, it's like, it's why it's described as an illusion. So people aren't angry, they're not happy, they're angry. You know, if you look at the society today, in some ways, a lot of good things about modern society, and at the same time, there's a lot of problems. There's so much anger, so much bitterness, so much tension in society, so much sexual exploitation, right? It's a big issue now, exposing so much sexual exploitation. It's like, was it there in the past? Women just weren't empowered to speak about it. There were no systems to deal with it. There were no structures. Everybody did it. Everybody tolerated it. Whatever. It's a huge problem. Why is it a problem? Because people aren't satisfied. They can't control their senses. So much addiction, so many problems. So, therefore, it's described here in the purport. Prabhupada uses the term, we need to awaken our divine consciousness. We need to engage ourselves in occupational engagements that will evoke our divine consciousness. Now, the really wonderful point that's being made here is that this dormant affection for Krishna or for God, this dormant spiritual consciousness, is there in everybody. So in some ways you read this and it kind of says, well, everything is useless, everything is foolish, everything is unintelligent. That sounds a little pessimistic. But actually the underlying message is extremely optimistic because it's saying, first of all, it doesn't matter on your social status, your educational status, your gender, your race, your ethnicity, your language, none of those, your wealth, none of that matters. It's dormant. Spiritual consciousness is dormant in everyone. And the human form of life gives everyone the opportunity to reawaken that consciousness. And this is the particular message of bhakti. The nature of religious traditions around the world, historically, they tend to get stratified. It doesn't matter who you are. You look at the time of Jesus Christ, who persecuted him? the religious hierarchy. You look in the time of Lord Chaitanya, who was making the most obstacles? The religious hierarchy. You look at some of the weird things going on in the world today in the name of religion. Generally, religious hierarchy, real or whether they've seized that position. It's a big problem. But the bhakti traditions, of which Vaishnavism is a bhakti tradition, teaches that those things don't matter. Every individual person has this capacity to actually reawaken their dormant Krishna or God consciousness. It's just a question of, as is described here, how do we do that? How do we do that? And sometimes as devotees, this is the message to us, Prabhupada in his seven purposes for our society, the first purpose he said for ISKCON is to systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to society at large. I don't have the whole thing memorized, maybe some of you do, and then is it to ultimately to achieve real unity and peace in the world. That's a beautiful goal. Our goal is not just to, you know, triumph as a religious movement. It's not just to, for me to awaken my love of Krishna. It's not just to like live in a nice community and be peaceful. It's not just to you know, avoid self-destructive activities. Those things are all nice. But as a movement, Prabhupada said, our goal is to systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to society at large. Why? Because that leads to real peace and unity. You know, it's not just like, okay, you know, check off the box. We did so many Harinams on the street. We distributed so many plates of prasadam. We distributed so many books. The question is, how many lives have we changed through those processes? Because if we're doing it right, we're going to be changing lives through those processes. And that's a challenge for us. And sometimes we ask, I think we hear this a lot of time. Well, right now in the recent years, we hear this thing a little more. People wonder, well, what can I do? If that's the mission of our society, what can I do to try to contribute to that? Or I can't do very much to contribute to that. Or, you know, so-and-so seems to think that's the way to do it. And, man, if I fit in there, and this group of people thinks, yeah, that's the most important thing to do. And maybe I don't think I fit into there. But we all have a responsibility as human beings and as Vaishnavas and as people come in contact with Prabhupada. We have a responsibility to try to somehow make a difference, to try to share the Krishna consciousness that we have, and to try to help propagate spiritual knowledge to people in society at large. So I just wanted to like share a couple of thoughts on that with everybody. The verse specifically says, whatever occupational engagement we do, if it doesn't promote attraction for God, for Krishna, for spirituality, then it's useless. Okay, that's the like kind of negative side. The positive side of the same verse is that whatever you do, whatever your occupation is, if it promotes and provokes and promotes attraction to Krishna, then it's transcendental, then it's powerful, then it's spiritual. Doesn't matter what you do. That's the positive side of this. Doesn't matter what you do. Whatever our occupations are, they're great. One can be a lawyer, one can be a teacher, one can be a doctor, one can be a carpenter, one can be a janitor, one can be a painter, one can be a musician. One can be a stay-home dad. One can be a lawnmower business. You know, doesn't matter. It all is spiritually powerful if it's connected with Krishna. In the leadership course that we just went through the last few days with some of the leaders here in the temple, one of the principles they talk about is creative vision. So part of our challenge as devotees is to turn on a little bit of our creative vision. How am I gifted by Krishna? Because every single soul is unique. Every single person is unique. Every single man, every woman, every child, old, young, doesn't matter, is unique. And we all have our different God-given gifts. And sometimes we may think, well, my particular, I don't know what I can do. I don't know how I can really make a difference. But we need to pray and try to evoke that creative vision. How can I actually make a contribution? Because we know Prabhupada said, in this movement, there are no big devotees. Anybody heard that before? Prabhupada said, in my movement, there are no big devotees. He said, there are only little devotees. So sometimes you think, well, I'm just a little devotee. Well, then you're in the right place. You're right there with everybody else. There's only little devotees. And you know, I think of that beautiful expression or teaching or writing of Mother Teresa, the Catholic Mother Teresa, who said, none of us can do big things. We can only do, or great things. We can only do small things with great love, which is our message in bhakti. We can do small things with great love. And each of us has the capacity to do that. So again, in our society, nobody is disqualified because we all can make a difference in our daily lives. And we understand that Krishna, the nature of Krishna is that he's unlimited. He's in the heart of every one of us. He's been with us throughout whatever number of births we may have taken already in this material world. And as described, he explains in Bhagavad Gita, and we see it play out in the wonderful leelas of the Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, that he's actually the best friend of every living entity. So all of us, we have friends, we have dear ones, people that are closer to us, and we may have some very, very close friends, one or two or three or whatever. Krishna explains in the Gita, he's actually our best friend. He's our very best friend. He's more interested in our well-being than anyone else. Sometimes we have very, very close friends, but sometimes circumstances may come between us. Time can come between us. Distance can come between us. Sometimes very close friends, by the nature of things, they're not so close anymore. Sometimes even close friends kind of lose that friendship and maybe even lose that affection for each other. Krishna's not like that. And he also says, for every step we take towards him, he takes 10 steps towards us. But sometimes Maya tricks us. Material consciousness tricks us into thinking like, well, okay, you know, I'm a devotee and, you know, the prasadam's nice and the temple's nice and the devotees are nice. The world's not so nice, but, you know, just kind of continue. But Krishna and the Bhagavatam and the Gita, they're a call to action. We're talking about public speaking today, and Tamar was pointing out that the great speeches are a call to action. So the Bhagavad Gita is a call to action. It's not just the book distributed by the Hare Krishnas. It's not just the score that the Sankirtan devotee keeps in the temple. It's a personal message from the Supreme Personality of Godhead to me, to each of us, with a call to action. Wherein he says, I'm in your heart, and if you act and take one small step towards me, I'll take a step towards you, or many steps towards you. And as Prabhupada says, for a devotee, it doesn't matter if you're in heaven or in hell. You can be in a very inspired and active community. You can be in a community of one. You can be in a very materially opulent place, or a place that's not material opulent, but the opportunity is there for us to take a step forward. You can be in the first generation of Prabhupada disciples. You can be in the second generation of disciples, you know, Siksha disciples of Srila Prabhupada. You can be in the 50th generation, but in each time, in each person, in each place, there's an opportunity. And Krishna is just waiting to see who's going to take advantage of the opportunity. And those of us that take more advantage of the opportunity, what's Krishna say? What's he do? What's he say in the Gita? As they surrender, I reward them accordingly. So the whole world around me, the whole material world, can be caught up in a lot of crazy, even self-destructive things. I can still awaken my God consciousness. I can be in a family where people aren't particularly inspired. Sometimes people find themselves, you know, my family's not particularly inspired. Now, I should be respectful and humble and affectionate and loving and supportive as I can. And at the same time, it doesn't mean I can't be working very diligently in my own relationship with Krishna. I don't have to be obnoxious about it, as religious people sometimes can be. Hare Krishnas never do that, of course, but some religions get a little over the top. But I can play my role in my family or my larger community and still take full advantage. I can be in an environment in my working environment, things like that, where people maybe aren't necessarily so God-conscious. But if I use that as an excuse, well, you know, who can become Krishna conscious with the job I've got? Who can become Krishna conscious in the working environment I've got? Who can become Krishna conscious in the financial situation I'm in? Who can be expected to spread Krishna consciousness with the kind of physical, mental, emotional, psychological, financial problems I've got? There's a zillion reasons, right? But then we have to be a little objective and say, well, What did Krishna show us on that? He kind of chose Arjuna as an example of how, despite a couple little obstacles, you can still do something, right? You know, like your grandfather's on the other side and they're all trying to kill you. That's pretty tough. And you're outnumbered, what is it, 7-5? Something like that, et cetera, et cetera. It's like, whoa, if Arjuna can practice Krishna consciousness and evoke Krishna consciousness in those circumstances, what's my excuse? What's my excuse? And we have the example. There's a wonderful new film. Yadavar's film is coming out soon. Also, Krishna and Lila, who now lives in this community, we're just about ready to release the 80-minute joy of devotion film. There's a whole section on devotees in Russia. There's an interview with a devotee talking about how they arrested him, they threw him in jail, and they beat him and beat him and beat him and beat him. And, but, you know, he's there 30 years later, blissful, talking about it. He transcended it. He transcended it, so it didn't stop him. So there's an interesting book. I actually have to admit I couldn't remember the name, but the author is a man named Rodney Stark. He's a sociology of religion. It's something about the spreading of Christianity. And then the subtitle is How an Obscure Middle Eastern Sect Became a World Religion in 3 Centuries. The Rise of Christianity. It's a great book if you like to read that kind of stuff. And I bring that to our attention because when we talk about this purpose of ISKCON, of spreading Krishna consciousness, spiritual knowledge in a systematic way, and sometimes we feel, well, what can I do? In this book, Rodney Stark, sociologist, religion, talks about the spreading of Christianity in particular. There's a lot of fascinating parallels between what's happening with the Hare Krishna movement, including the Jewish diaspora and the Indian diaspora. So just, I'm not going to talk about that today. But one of the things that sociologists of religion talk about that some of us won't like to hear, but studying many, many traditions, and I think if we did a survey of ISKCON devotees, we'd find a similar reality. Religious organizations generally don't spread because of the philosophy. Most people join religious communities, they don't even know the philosophy. I can remember like kind of moving in the temple and kind of looking at the altar, and I see a lot of flowers and I see a lot of colors. I'm not quite sure there's a face back there. Is there a lot of people that come, it's like after about a month you realize, oh, we don't merge. I thought it was all about merge. You know, sometimes it's not like we're all so fixed in the deep realizations of Vaishnava tradition and culture and practice that we take up associating with and visiting the temple and chanting Hare Krishna. Why do people generally take up a spiritual practice? People? What do you mean by that? People? Social networks. Yes, because of social networks. George Harrison said it nicely one time. He said at a certain point in time, he felt like I'd rather be with these people than those people. So as far as helping in this next 50 years, next 500 years, whatever time we have, 5 years, 5 minutes, of trying to propagate spiritual knowledge to society at large, each of us has full opportunity to actually share the gifts we've been given every day, every week, every minute, because we all meet people. We all influence people. What we do has an effect upon people's lives. People are walking around out there kind of faithless. I mean, there's some religious people. Some are deeply spiritual. Some are a little superficial. But the majority of people are kind of losing their faith that there can be much goodness in the world. Again, they're angry. They're bitter. There's not as much faith there as there could be. Why? Because they don't have a lot of good examples. And as devotees, we're not just supposed to come here on Sunday and chant the Maha Mantra and worship the deities, and say some prayers and eat some sanctified foods and go to work on Monday like everybody else. We're supposed to come here on Sunday, hear the lecture, eat some sanctified food, worship the deities, say some prayers, go home, and be an example to the world. Otherwise, why did Prabhupada build temples in cities? Why did Prabhupada want us to build expansive temples? Why did he want us to publish so many books? We're not just supposed to give people's books and tell them stay home and read it. We're supposed to say, come here and become, we hope that you would come here and become part of our community. Saint Francis, the great Christian saint, had a wonderful thing to say about this. He taught his disciples, he said, you should preach all day. And when necessary, also speak a few words. Preach all day long, and when necessary, speak a few words. So as devotees, I mean, what does that mean? That means that we have the opportunity to share Krishna consciousness and inspire people and give people the sense that there is goodness in the world, there is love in the world, there is hope in the world, there is a higher purpose in the world, just by your presence in people's lives. When you go to the grocery store, you're preaching or teaching or inspiring people. I gave the example today, years ago, sitting in an airplane with a devotee who was a very active, outgoing, he happened to be a book distributor, many different kinds of services, and he gave his whole life to trying to give people Krishna conscious books, and I sat next to him on the plane, and he was so rude to the flight attendant. I was like trying to hide under those little pillows. You know, it's hard to hide a saffron dhoti under one of those little pillows. And I was just thinking, he spent all day long trying to give people Krishna conscious. This woman is never going to like the Hare Krishnas because of the way you just talk to her. Because of, you know, and he's a wonderful devotee, and I actually mentioned to him, and I think he instantly realized, yeah, I need to be more careful, but he's a wonderful person, he's doing great service. But these are the kind of things we need to be a little sensitive about, and understand that everything we do, you know, when we go to the grocery store, the way we keep our lawns, people should drive down the street and know, that must be a Hare Krishna house. Well, how do you know that, honey? Look how clean it is. You know, that little, you know, that teacher in the school must be a Hare Krishna person. Well, how do you know that? Well, look how hardworking she is. She really cares about my child, my little Jewish child, Muslim child, Christian child, atheist child, black child, white child, doesn't matter, child. She loves my child. Why does she love that child? Because she's Krishna conscious. Because she sees that person's a part and parcel of Krishna. She's not thinking these are devotee kids and those aren't devotee kids. That vision's long gone. So everything we do, we are attracting people to Krishna, or sometimes pushing people away. And we have our essential practices of trying to spread our movement, you know, sometimes described as the three angas, book distribution, kirtan, prasadam distribution. Those things are essential. Those things must go on. Those things can't be diminished. They should increase more and more and more. And at the same time, we should understand that social networks are what really change people in terms of feeling comfortable. To really want to, you know, what do you guys really believe in? So if we're in this community's got unlimited potential. I mean, it's got unlimited assets, and it's also got unlimited potential. There's doctors here, there's lawyers, there's carpenters, there's businessmen, there's artists, there's filmmakers, there's authors, there's teachers, you know, so many things, so many opportunities. And I just like to leave everybody with this thought, this idea of we have the opportunity every day to make a difference in people's lives. Just like Prabhupada. You know, Prabhupada came, he had 3 volumes of books. He didn't have 60, 80 volumes. There weren't all kinds of lectures recorded. But early devotees, they were just attracted to Prabhupada. They just wanted to be with Prabhupada. He was different. They could tell there was a huge, they didn't understand the philosophy. And in Yadavar's film, he's got a lot of footage of the early days in New York. They're interviewing this one person, can't remember who it was, but they're asking him to, filmmakers ask him some questions, and he launches in some interesting philosophy, a lot of conviction. He says, how long have you been here? Oh, yesterday. But he was inspired because of the association of Srila Prabhupada. So in the same way, we shouldn't think, well, I'm just a high school student, what can I do? Or I'm just a college student, what can I do? Or I'm just a stay-home mom, or I'm just a lawyer, or I'm just a doctor. What can I do? How can I possibly, you know, change the world? You're the ones that can change the world, one person at a time. Because in the office, in the classroom, in the school, first by setting an example, so people ask, what's different about you? You know, if we're really going deep in our Krishna consciousness, people are wondering, why don't you get as angry as everybody else does? Why is it in the office when everybody tells a dirty joke, you know, and guys, we know, guys, you know, might be one of the few things I agree with Mr. Trump on. Guys do talk dirty stuff. But as devotees, they just realize real quick, we don't listen to that stuff. We walk away from that stuff. We might even gently say, you know, I didn't appreciate that joke because I got a mother, I got a wife, I got a daughter, and I'd appreciate if you didn't say things like that to me. People learn. Doesn't mean you have to be haughty about it, but people learn from that. You know, people see the difference. People see that, you know, these people don't get disturbed. They seem, you know, they're humble. And then devotees, again, it says everything we do, if you're a mom, okay, you can sell books on the weekend, perhaps you can cook nice vegetarian foodstuffs offered to the Lord, distribute it. That's great. You can also join the mom's club. Be the Hare Krishna mom activist. Now, it doesn't mean you got to walk in and say, hi, everybody. I've got the answer to your problems. That doesn't work. They don't want to hear that. They've been hearing that for the last 2,000 years from our Christian friends. And especially these days, the last few centuries from some of our Muslim friends. They don't need that. What they need is the friendship, the example. Just the fact, you know, they know. Why is it you're so happy, but you don't smoke? You don't drink? Really? Why do you look so healthy? You don't eat meat? How's that possible? These are powerful things on people. And then, you know, once in a while, maybe someone's, you know, they actually would like to come to the temple, and we can introduce them to Krishna consciousness and set an example for a more pious life, set an example for a more sattvic life, set an example that yeah, here's some ways that your life can be better. And then they start to inquire, well, how is it you're so peaceful? Well, you really want to know? Yeah. Try these beads. Not everybody's going to ask that, but some are. Okay, and they're going to look at your food. Your food looks really funny, but can I taste some of that? You say, well, not only can you taste it, I'll bring you some tomorrow. You can have some of mine and bring you some tomorrow. And hey, here's a cookbook. And, you know, like there's a woman in Washington, D.C., where I live in Maryland. Her husband's a big guy. She's a judge, and her husband's a big guy in the Maryland State House of Delegates. Every time I see her, she says, I'm up to 93% vegetarian. You know, she's got a mathematical mind, so she's calculated how many meals she cooks a year and how many of, you know, she's not quite full vegetarian, but she's into it. So, you know, I don't say it, just, you know, she sees me, she knows I'm a devotee, and she's like, hey, good to see you, 92%, 93%, like that. So we all can make those kind of difference. We need to make that kind of difference, and that's what this verse is talking about. Each of us, we should think, I'm a small devotee, but Krishna's in my heart. And Krishna's taking care of me, and Krishna can use me and wants to use me, and I want to be used as his instrument. And it doesn't mean we all have to be big in a big position. Big position sometimes isn't so important, but touching people's hearts through being an example of what we do, through generally sharing Krishna, through our life, through our example, you know, being good citizens, being good parents, being excellent teachers, being excellent employees, being excellent employers, those things change the world. And scientific studies, sociological studies confirm it. And we know Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, he gave the example, there'll be justice in the court when the judges wore tilak. So I think about that. Well, how do you become a judge? How do you become a judge? First, you have the education. Second, you get the respect of people. And third, they either vote you in or they appoint you. So you don't become a judge by being outside society. You become a judge by functioning inside society as a Krishna conscious person. So as the society grows more and more of us, we will be functioning inside the society. But as Jesus said, can you live in the world but not be of the world? That's the challenge. So we should be the best lawyers, the best doctors, the best musicians, the best artists, the best neighbors. And not in a mood of pride, but in a mood of humility. It's my duty to my spiritual preceptors to try to be a good parent. It's my duty to be a good student. It's my duty to have the best, cleanest yard in the neighborhood. I'm doing it for Krishna. And that way, we all can contribute more and more to help spread our movement and try to help people become happy. Because they're looking for happiness, but they're looking in the wrong place. So I'll stop there. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Do we take the shot now, or a question or two? Any questions anyone might have? Other than whose alarm clock is going off? Yes, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Yes. I mentioned, I'll repeat, if you become a vegetarian, it helps the environment. I mentioned that. The vegan movement is known to be the fastest growing movement today. I don't think it's okay. The fastest growing, but it's a influential.
According to some research, yes.
Some vegans.
Yes. And they say, and they show evidence of that, that the meat industry and the dairy industry are partners. They help each other.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So what's our position on that?
Our position?
The ISKCON position.
ISKCON has no official position on the question of veganism. Our position is animals are spiritual beings. They shouldn't be exploited. And we should work and do the best we can to help educate people to stop exploitation of animals. Individually, I think we all know many devotees who are vegan. I've heard some devotees make a presentation about veganism that I found quite convincing. Personally, in my home, I'm vegan. When I go to the Washington, D.C. temple, I'm very happy that they buy ahimsa milk from Gita Nagari, although it's about five times more expensive, and all the deity sweets and everything are cooked with that. But I just find, for me personally, and I think it's a shortcoming I have, I don't have the... Whatever, I eat milk in other situations. And when it comes to the temples, I don't ask because it's prasadam. Although I think, you know, wherever we can, we should be only using the ahimsa milk personally. No official statement on that, but there's many devotees are becoming vegan. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, you drink a glass of milk and you think, like, how's that cow treated? How's that cow treated? Now, we know, like, here, you know, it shouldn't be an issue because so many devotees have cows. We don't need to buy store-bought milk. We should try to minimize as much as possible. Other places, they can't do that. So some devotees would sit here and strongly advocate that if you're really a devotee of Krishna, of Govinda, who protects cows, you must be a vegan. I don't say that, but I think that those devotees that want to do that, there's a lot of reasons for that. Okay. Any other questions or comments? These are the real stalwarts here. Either that or you know that the line's shorter if you wait in here a while. Yeah, I got it. Okay. Anyone, last minute question? Anybody have one last question? Comment? Yes, Prabhu. Adi Kartaji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. I think our official position should be that, you know, we have farms where all the devotees can buy ahimsa milk. And that's something that everybody should strive for, because that is the only conscience-free platform that we can justify eating milk products. And, you know, the vegan diet is not healthy long-term. I don't care what people say. If you believe in the Vedas, if you believe in Krishna, you've never seen Krishna. We believe in Krishna because the Vedas say that Krishna exists. The Vedas also say you can't really be healthy without milk products. Period. Sorry.
So, I think a good point, and you'll get different points from different people. I think there's a lot of validity to what you said, and there is no official position.
And we don't need to eat like Krishna.
Sorry?
We don't need to eat as if we were Krishna.
We don't need to eat as if we're Krishna. See, it's wonderful because this is the proof of our movement. Prabhupada said we're meant to create independently thoughtful men and women. So even within our communities, there's a diversity of thought. So that's a good thing and a healthy thing and things that need to be discussed. Now, the chairman of the GBC does happen to live in your community. So I'm sure if you all, you know, lobbied him sufficiently, you can probably get him to enter a resolution next year. Because I happen to know it's been a very, very easy year for the GBC chairman. He's looking for things to, you know, concern himself with and topics to bring to the attention of our governing body. He'd been more than happy to hear from you, I'm sure. Wouldn't he, Shesha Prabhu? And he's standing next to the former chairman of the GBC. So, wonderful opportunities. Okay, thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Say something that was like pro-vegan, and he just chimed in that.
Thank you. Thank you. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Lananda Prabhu. Nobody play me a banda here, sir. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna. Shrestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaho Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavade Pratarine Shiva Jaya Jaya Gora Chande Arati Kosova Shiva Jaya Gauranga आरती को सब जगा जान मनाल भान हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल ताई बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल शिव देखी मेरे दाल बने गदाधारा शिव देखी मेरे दाल ते आदि तो श्रीनी दस चात्र धार बोसिया चे बोरा चांद साधना सिंहासन शिव बसे आचे गोरा आरती करे ना ब्राह्मण आदि देवगाने संत शिव नर हरि आदि हरि हमारा झूला संजय मुकुंद बासु Dosadi Daya Sanjaya Shiva Shanka Baje Ghanta Baje बजे कार तारा शिव संत बजे घंटा माधुर मृदंग बजे मारा साला मधुर 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 बजे हे शंख बजे घंटा बजे हे मधुर मधुर माधुर बजे कंता बजे घंटा बजे हे शंका बजे घंटा बजे माधुर 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 बजे हे माधुर 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 बजे माधुर 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 भजे हे शंका बजे घंटा बजे माधुर 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 भजे Madhura Mridanga Bhaje Madhur 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 Bhaje Madhura Mridanga Bhaje Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Tagaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Baba ho Koti Chandra Juni Vagana Ejala Baho Bala Deshevana Mala Jala mala, ala deshvana mala. Shiva Shiva, Shukanarada. Preme gada gada Shiva Shukana rada Preme Thakur bhakati vinada deke Dharara Sampada Kati Vinada Dete Dharara Sampada Jai Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adyaita Gadadhar Sivasari Maud Shakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Shri Shri Adyaita Gadadhar Sivasari Maud Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adyaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adyaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hari Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudha. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudha. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudha. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudha. Hari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Hari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudha. Hey Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudha. Hari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Hari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Sita. Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Sita. Hare Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita. Hare Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhakta Raghunath. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhakta Raghunath. Shri Gopala Bhakta Rasa Raghunath. Shri Gopala Bhakta Rasa Raghunath. Hari Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Madhavaya Madhavaya Krishnavaya Namaha. Madhavaya Madhavaya Krishnavaya Namaha. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hey, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hey, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hey, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare. Jaya, Radha Shyam Jaya Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Jaya Radhe Shyam Jaya Radha Damodar Radha Damodar Jaya Radha Damodar Jaya Radha Damodar Jai Krishna Balaram, Jai Krishna Balaram Jai Gauranitai, Jai Gauranitai Jai Gauranitai, Jai Gauranitai Jai Krishna Balaram, Jai Krishna Balaram Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Gaujamanandi Hari Hari Bhav, Jani Pilila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parigraya Kacharya Kutara Satya Srishnumar Vaicharanara Vindan Vakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Jai Rupa Sanatana Bhakta Raghunath Sri Jiva Gopal Bhakta Das Raghunath Sadhu Goswami Prabhu Ki Jai Prem Se Gaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Gurnitaya Ki Jai Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakanda Radha Kanda Girigava Dham Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Sri Sri Mathura Dwarka Dham Ki Jai, Sri Dham Mayapur Ki Jai, Sri Navadev Dham Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Vrindadevi Srimati Talashi Maharani Ki Jai, Gramdara Srimad Bhavadam Ki Jai, Ganga Jamuna Devi Ki Jai, Jai Sri Sri Krishna Varam Ji Ki Jai, Sri Sri Lanishimhade Bhagavan Ki Jai, Sri Sri Lakshminishimhade Bhagavan Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari All glories to Sambal Devotees All glories to Sambal Devotees All glories to Sambal Devotees All glories, all glories Sri Guru Sri Gauranga Namaste Narasimhaya Kala Kala Dadayine Hiranyakashipu Bhaktaha Shila Santana Kalaya Ito Nrisimho Parato Nrisimho Yato yato yami tato nishimho